Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so blessed to have you with me every day and grateful that you're here learning the Word of God. I pray that your lives are blessed, that you're feeling yourself growing in your relationship with God as you see how much He desires to be in your life and to help you to know Him. That's the purpose of this podcast. Pray that you are blessed and pray that you're sharing it with others so that they are blessed as well. And so we want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. Ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come to this time where we can share in your word, knowing that you desire to teach us concerning your ways and about yourself and your son Jesus. And Lord, it's just such a wonderful time to sit and worship the Almighty God by sharing in your word, your holy word. So we ask that you would add its truth to our lives by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well, so that we can be pleasing to you and that you'll enjoy the worship we share. We bless you and we thank you today for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is More Needful for You, and it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 24. As Paul the Apostle sat in a Roman prison, he knew there was the possibility that he would die for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. As he wrote to the Philippian church, he shared with them about the benefits both of living and dying, to live as Christ and to die as gain. In chapter 1 and verse 24 of the book of Philippians, Paul expounded upon the advantage to the church members if he lived, where he wrote, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." The verse begins, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh." Paul knew there was an advantage to the Philippians if he were to abide, which means to stay at or with, to tarry still, to continue or remain living in the flesh. As long as Paul was living, he could share truth and understanding from the scriptures with the church members. With joyful resolve, Paul uses the word nevertheless to share the advantage of staying alive and being with them. The verse goes on to say, is more needful for you. Paul added that it is more needful that he live, which means necessary, what one cannot do without, indispensable, for those who were members of the church in Philippi. By making this statement, Paul employs a principle which he gives to the Philippian church in chapter 2 and verse 3 that says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves." Paul thought of the benefit to the Philippians if he stayed alive, and because he was thinking of others rather than himself, he resolved to do what was best for them. As we ponder Paul's words, do we have others in our lives who benefit because we live? Would we be able to declare that it is more needful or necessary for us to live because our living becomes their advantage? The underlying thought in these words of Paul is that he has invested in the church members in Philippi, and because he has, they know it is beneficial for him to continue to pour into their lives. Perhaps as we consider these things, we will think of others whom we have invested in who are advantaged by our living. And if we cannot think of anyone, maybe it is time to be as Paul and esteem others better than ourselves. Next time, Paul writes more about the benefit of staying alive. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.